Here at Duke, with everyone constantly on the move, it's often difficult to remember to take breaks. But there are some parts of Duke life that can't be summarized by classes or work. A lot of Duke's atmosphere depends on the people and architecture, but a less discussed side of Duke is its natural background, which actually plays a big role as well.
I don't know, the environment is like kind of similar. Like the weather patterns are pretty similar. There's nothing really here that's that different. I guess the biggest difference would be from New York City, which is more of a concrete jungle than it is any nature, except for like the part, like if you look at like a map of New York City, there's like no trees.
Randy, a sophomore here, holds roots in Memphis and New York and says that Duke's environments contrast greatly with New York's vibrant setting.
It's like very similar here to how it is back there. So I guess it's just like I'm used to it. Although the weather does change, like you can have like the four different seasons happen within 1 week, which is what I feel like it's happened. Like yesterday we had a snow day, today it was like temperate outside, like springtime. Like tomorrow it might be like back under freezing, like who knows. So I don't know, the weather is very capricious here, but it's like, I don't know.
As for Memphis, which is only about 14 hours away, the environment is very similar, which provides Randy with a sense of comfort. As for the Duke Gardens, which are visited every year from people all over, it brings back memories of family and home.
Gardens are nice. My grandparents actually, they don't have a garden, but they grow apple trees in their front yard. Crab apples. So I mean, I guess I'm used to like being appreciative of, you know, growing your own, you know, kind of garden. Like at my house in Memphis, there's a garden kind of as well. We had a rose bush that we had to cut down because someone in my family was allergic to it, which we didn't find out until after the fact. But yeah, I don't know, the gardens are nice, it's pretty. I just don't go there as much as I should.
As for Duke's people, Randy only had this to say.
Like, location-wise, it's a very conservative. But the majority, like, there are more white students at Duke than there are of any other type of student. That's kind of what I mean when I say it's more white. And I guess when I say it's more, it's not, I don't know if I say it's more conservative at Duke. I feel like it is, Duke does lean liberally as far as, I mean, in some respects it does, I feel. Not all, necessarily, as far as, like, the student body. But I would say, I mean, it leans more liberally than my high school did, at the least. So, yeah, I guess as far as, like, location, I think I attribute that to the fact that it is a college town, although I'm sure that North Carolina is, like, very conservative, like in most regions. So I don't know, I think the fact that it's a university and that it does bring people from across the world contributes to that leaning, whereas where I grew up is kind of more isolated. So yeah.
Okay. What do you feel safer here or safer there?
Do I feel safer? Like, I don't think I would feel safe really anywhere, honestly.
Why?
How do I explain safety? I guess I don't really feel safe as far as, like, I'm very conscious of, like, how I present to other people in everything I do, from when I go on the bus, to when I, like, walk to class, to when I'm in class, to, like, whatever I'm doing. Because I've seen and I heard the things that people say on campus that are very, like, racist and, like, marginalizing and, like, very ignorant. And so I try extra hard to, like, not, like, you know, to be respectable in some senses. And I did this in high school as well, but just for the same reasons. And I still do it to in many ways because it's just, like, easier. Well, I don't know if it's easier. It's just what I'm used to doing. And I guess it's just become the norm. But I don't know if I say what I could say, but I wouldn't say that.